Ebony Williams grew up in Dorchester, became a jazz and tap dancer, and has shared the stage with some of the biggest names in pop. She's perhaps best known for her role in this hit music video. Williams was one of two dancers who accompanied Beyoncé, matching her move for move in the 2009 Single Ladies video. If you've seen it, you know that Williams can move. Ebony Williams is a member of the Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet. They'll be making their Boston debut at the City Schubert Theater tomorrow through Sunday as part of the Celebrity Series of Boston. And Ebony Williams is with us now. Welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So I'd love to start by hearing more about that Single Ladies video. How did you land that job?
Well, I have an agent, so they called me out for an audition. I went literally almost an hour late. And I know I had to apologize 1,000 times. I had to learn the choreography in, 10 minutes tops. And somehow God was with me that day because I made it happen and I got the job after 2 weeks worth of auditioning.
Wow. So what was it like to dance with Beyoncé?
Great. She's an amazing artist. She works ridiculously hard. So it's something to look up to. She's a perfectionist just like me. Our birthdays are the same day.
Oh,
which
no
is
kidding.
Really funny.
Oh, so it sounds like it was meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So speaking of a hard worker, I think I read that when you were working with Beyoncé, you were doing it in the evening after dancing full time in your day job.
Exactly. Yeah. Cedar Lake is like a regular job from 10 to 6 every day we rehearse. And Beyoncé and Frank Gadson, her choreographer, they knew that and they really believed in me, so they were willing to change the rehearsal times to the evenings from 6 to 12 just so that I could do it.
Wow.
It's really cool.
Wow. You must have, when your head hit the pillow at the end of those days, you must have, boom, gone out like that.
Oh, totally. It was adrenaline the entire time. That it felt like 2 months of adrenaline going.
So I have to ask you this. I mean, you're such a sharp dancer. It's so amazing to watch you. Did the director or the choreographer of the video ever worry that you might upstage Beyoncé?
No, I mean, honestly, she's Beyoncé. Like, are you kidding?
You kept up with her, though, pretty well.
I was trying. But what is great about her is that she wants people that matches her energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was looking for dancers, she said she wanted two stars to be beside her. So that was obviously something I was really, really excited about for her to see something like that in me. So I don't think she was worried about that at all. I think that's exactly what she wanted. She wanted someone to push her further forward.
Let me ask you something about your background, because you're a Boston girl, and that's one of the reasons why we're happy to have you in here. And I read that you started dancing jazz and tap at the Roxbury Center for the Performing Arts. How old were you when you started, and what drew you to dance?
I was 8 when I started. As a baby, my mom says she remembers me at like 1.5 watching Michael Jackson's Thriller and doing the moonwalk in my diaper. So, it's something that came naturally. I think
right.
I would just dance all the time around the house. And there was a neighbor who started going to the Roxbury Center for the Performing Arts and would come home and show me everything that she learned. So after that, my mom was like, okay, I have to do something about this, and put me in the school. Went to Rafael Hernandez School and the Boston Ballet, decided to start City Dance. So that's how it began.
I want to ask you about your career in ballet, because you've said that ballet didn't come naturally to you. Why not?
Because it's so much technique behind it.
Mm.
You know, there's so many rules and so much discipline that goes with it. I feel like hip hop in the commercial world is just really moving from your emotions and what the music makes you want to do. It's pretty much improvising. Ballet, you know, you have to learn the base. You have to learn first position before you can move to a jeté across the floor. So it took a lot of
super
time.
Super structured, lots of discipline.
Exactly.
Lots of classical form. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually quit when you were in high school, right?
I did. I quit going right into high school because I wanted to be normal for a while. I feel like we're Martians, like dancers are like superheroes. It's crazy. We have to be, you know, walking down the street and trying to walk with your feet normal. And, you know, and then later on, we're turning our legs out and stretching in ways that it's not for the body. So
what made you go back? What brought you back into ballet?
Oh, I mean, I swear that it called me. I did not call it. It I ran into a dance teacher who directed Boston Arts Academy. And Boston Arts Academy was opening a school. So she took a liking to me from that audition and decided that, you know, she had a after school program and wanted me to come and dance in the after school program. And after that, I graduated from high school and she said, you need to go to a performing arts college, and pushed me in that direction. And here I am.
Now, I've read that at one point in Boston, you were the only Black dancer in your ballet classes, which created both opportunities and backlash for you. So I'm interested in asking a little more about that. What kinds of opportunities and what kind of backlash?
The opportunity was not necessarily that I was just Black, but I was an urban young dancer who I didn't pay to go. You know, yeah. I got a scholarship because my mom she had low income, and the backlash was really from the parents. Hmm.
What did they do? What did they say? How so?
Well, they were upset because I was this young girl who came in and I was not paying, and their dancers, their young kids were there every day and not getting some of the opportunities that I was getting, like being in the train stations on posters and being in the museum on a poster in the museum. So they weren't happy about that. But it took some time for me to realize it wasn't just because I was Black. And I think it was great because Boston Ballet did not necessarily make me feel like it was just because I was Black. It was because I was Black, but I was also talented. Mm-hmm. And I think the talent actually overrided all of that.
Yeah. Now, you were also the first Black female dancer in the New York-based Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet, the company you've been with for the past 10 years. You've described it as a dream company for you.
Oh, yeah.
How come?
Because it's so innovative. When I first joined the company, it was only 2 years old. Mm. And I thought that was really exciting because it's something that I could grow with instead of jumping into a huge machine that's already been going for years and years. You know, I could develop who I am in the company and make a name for myself. And that's what was really important to me.
You're known as an incredibly versatile dancer. You've been referred to as a hip-hop ballerina. And I'm wondering if you still think about types of dance, ballet versus hip-hop, contemporary versus classical, or is it all just sort of dance to you?
It's funny that you asked me that. It is. I do think of them as different because I have to. When I am thinking of being a ballerina or classically trained, I think of this gracefulness that is very regal and beautiful and soft. Even though everything is really hard, you have to make it look easy, you know? And then with hip hop, I think this diva, this fire, sassy, you know, all of these things come to my mind. Yeah. And then modern, I think grounded and low and earthy. So yes, they are very different.
Sure.
Are they still dance and expression of movement? And yes.
And they all express a part of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ebony in its entirety.
I also read that you're known for what's been described as otherworldly maneuvers. I love that term. So do you have a signature move that you can describe for us?
Oh, it's funny, but everybody says that I move like a snake. So it's very body roll-like. I like to contort my body and twist it in ways that you would not expect.
Yeah.
And then take risks to figure out a way to get out of it in a seamless way, and doing it all on one leg or something, you know, it's like, why not?
Why not? So Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet is giving its first performance in Boston this weekend. It will also be its last Boston performance because the company is disbanding in June. Why is that?
Why is going to be a big question for everybody, but realistically, we're still wanted all over the world. I'm still dreaming that some knight in shining armor will come and invest lots of money, and then we'll never close.
So there's the challenge, Radio Boston. Knight in shining armor.
Come save us.
Well, absent a knight in shining armor, Ebony, what's next for you after Cedar Lake?
I am going to do any and everything that I just never had the chance to do. Unfortunately, because I can't split myself in half, I did not have the opportunity to do the tours that I was asked to do. And so now you know, if it comes up, I'm there. I also want to do some acting and But I also mentor several girls around the world. And two of them are from Boston, which I'm proud of them.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
So that's dancer Ebony Williams. She grew up in Dorchester. She'll be on stage with Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet tomorrow night through Sunday at the City Schubert Theater as part of the Celebrity Series of Boston. There's more information, including a link to that great video of Ebony dancing with Beyoncé at RadioBoston.org. Ebony Williams, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Like a ghost, I'll be gone.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Emma Jean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney. We had help this week from Allison Bruzik and Jake Lucas. Tim Skog is our technical director, with an assist today from Eddie Mazulis. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join me again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.